You want to see something really scary?
You bet.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, this is really, really scary now.
I trust you.
Okay, pull the car over.
Pull the car over?
Ooh. Okay.
Scare me.
Are you ready?
Okay, go ahead. What are you doing?
This is the greatest talk show that will ever be. With your hosts, Mark the Arcturian, the Paranormal, and Hollywood, Tony P. And now, the return of the greatest talk show that will ever be.
Play that again. Welcome everyone to the greatest talk show. I am Hollywood Tony P, and this is the show you've been waiting for. We've been off the air for about 2 years now. We've been doing this for about 13 years plus two. There you go. Now, I'd like to welcome everybody aboard, everybody from the Bud's back room over there, everybody on Facebook, everybody on Blog Talk. We're going to have a great show tonight. Tonight, we're talking about the Mandela effect. And now, since you've been gone, this has been happening. This has been widely known, seen, experienced by me and my girlfriend personally. And so we're going to walk you through everything you need to know about the Mandela effect. Now, the Mandela effect could be called false memory, but for the purposes of this show, and if you guys have never heard this show before, we assume everything is correct, that everything is accurate. We're very believing, and we will explore this topic as if it is a reality, which to me it is, but for some of you, you might not believe it, and that's perfectly okay. But tonight, I want you to suspend your disbelief. I want you to take a look and a walk on the wild side, somewhere far beyond, far out there. And if you wanted to know what this show was like, it's kind of an Art Bell coast-to-coast type of show, ancient aliens, things like that, paranormal, conspiracy theories, and, of course, time travel, which we're going to get into tonight, okay? So this is a new network, the World Generation Podcast Network, and we'd really like to thank Minister of Sinister and his whole sinister plan and his plot for world domination, and we're glad that we could be a part of that. Okay, we have a new call-in number. It's 619-924-0815 if you want to call in, discuss the Mandela effect, anything that you've felt or seen or shifted. We're going to talk about the shifts, and I call them shifts because that's pretty much what I believe they are. And I'm also going to give you an inkling on how maybe you can maximize your profit by manipulating the time-space continuum through the Mandela effect, okay? So once more, 619-924-0815. I'm Hollywood Tony P. This is the greatest talk show that will ever be. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back after this. Monday nights on the World Generation Podcast Network. In association with Bud's Backroom, the greatest wrestling podcast, Monday Night Fallout returns with T-Rock Plutonium, Loverboy Langloy, Minister of Sinister, and special appearances by the Wolfpack, Hollywood KV, and more. Plus the rebirth of the IWC. Stay tuned on the World Generation Podcast Network. Monday nights will never be the same again. All All right, welcome back, everyone, from that quick commercial break. And yes, Monday Night Fallout's back on Monday. T-Rock Plutonium's hosting that up, and what a great show. And the IWC is coming back. I'm actually the color commentator for the – actually play-by-play commentator for the IWC, also the owner and CEO. So it's going to be really awesome. This week we have Loverboy Langlois versus Hollywood KV, the real KV out there. He stole my name, but that's okay. He is a former champion. All right, let's get to tonight's topic, the Mandela Effect. What is the Mandela Effect? What the heck are they talking about? Nelson Mandela? Like, how is he affecting anything? Well, there are a lot of people who believe that Nelson Mandela died in prison, right? But there are other people who know that he was alive for a long time. There's also people who might believe Forrest Gump said, life was like a box of chocolates, or life is like a box of chocolates. How do you remember it? You know, the Berenstain Bears, Berenstain Bears. I mean, which one do you remember? All right. Looney Tunes with the T-U-N-E-S or T-O-O-N-S. Is it Jiff or Jiffy? Is Sinbad really a genie? And did he really accomplish that? How is Fruit Loops spelled? There are many different theories and ideas about what's going on. A lot of people might think a mass hypnosis, or just a lot of stuff that maybe people are reoccurring past lives, or what is going on? Why are so many people remembering so many things differently? Now, when I started The Greatest Talk Show, when I started this whole journey, it was in 2005, and I actually posted on Above Top Secret the first ever article you can find anywhere on the Mandela Effect. I didn't know it was called the Mandela Effect at the time. I just knew that Angie Dickinson was a writer, not a model. And I kept trying to figure it out. I kept trying to figure out what was going on. And I looked into her past, and I realized when she was younger, you know, she was going to follow in her aunt Angie Dickinson's or Emily Dickinson's footsteps and become a writer, a mystery writer, right? But somebody told her to enter a beauty pageant, and then she became a sex symbol and was police woman and dated Frank Sinatra, right? And you could imagine the difference in the universe that that would be. I mean, imagine a powerful female mystery writer or a powerful female sex symbol, okay? The universe changed. It shifted, and things changed. Why did they change? Well, my theory is that people are interfering in the course of time in some way, shape, or form. Now, whether you believe time travel is possible or not, well, it isn't until it is. And then it always will be and have been, okay? So time travel could be possible in years, but right now it's not until it is, and then it will always be, okay? And you gotta bear with me on this, okay? So we're living in existence as we go, and the future is all written, because every moment in time that we exist, the future writes itself to the end of time, and then it changes from moment to moment from each person and each of their decisions and in each of their lives, and the future changes slightly, partially for that. Now, if there's time travel available in the future, that future person can go back to the past and change things. But if we change the future, if we Mandela affect things in the future, take a left turn instead of a right turn, or go this way instead of that, we're affecting that future, which in essence is affecting the past, which is affecting the present, which is why things change. Now, a perfect example of this is there's a video on, I think it was YouTube, about these cars just vanishing, right? They were there, they were vanishing, and we were trying to figure out why these two cars just disappeared on this video. And it looked like another car that was coming hit somebody's door and moved out of the way. Now, we were hypothesizing that those cars disappeared because somebody – it was going to be a horrible accident, a horrific accident, a Hindenburg, a 9/11, something like that was going to happen. You know, a big explosion, people were going to die, some famous scientist, something's going to happen. And so it shifted that way, or just time shifted because whatever, okay? So that's the Mandela Effect. Things shifting, time shifting, the universe shifting. How many universes are there? Well, that's a tough one. I mean, how many universes do you think there are? I think there are many, okay? When I was 13, I wrote a theory with my friend, and we disproved the paradox. I can go into it. We'll go into that more about when we get into time travel. But think about the manipulation of timelines, okay? Think about the manipulation of the past. Think about how things would change. We've been watching Timeless recently, and that's a very interesting show because they change things and people in the present don't realize it. But what if the Mandela effect is people actually realizing it, okay? I was watching Ghostbusters, right? And I've seen that movie when I was younger. I watched it 1,000 times. But I noticed the next time I watched it that in one scene, it was the same scene, but they used a different take, okay? In my mind, I knew what it was. I knew what they looked like. I knew what their hair was like. I knew what the inflections were because I watched it 1,000,000 times, okay? But when I watched it again, somebody just made a different choice. They used a different take, okay? A tiny little thing like that, how does that affect anything? If you decide to turn left, or right. Now, how do you, you know, manipulate this if you wanted to, okay? Depending on your position in the universe and how important you are to future generations or future time, your actions are probably meager and minor at best. However, you can still create multiple save points, multiple different versions of yourself. Just wake up in the morning and, you know, decide instead of wearing the black side of the belt, flip it over to the brown. Okay, all of a sudden you've created two universes, one where you went your day in a black belt and one where you went your day in a brown belt. And nothing else really changed unless somebody noticed the belt, but I doubtful anybody looked at that, doubtful anybody noticed that, doubtful anybody cared about that. But what you did right there is you created another existence, another universe, another you going through things, okay? And now imagine if, in fact, you're going about with your black belt and you're going about your day and, you know, somebody crashes into you and kills you, okay? You get in a horrific car accident and you die, okay? Now, if you're supposed to exist, if your life is dictated by the universe or the creator or the Akashic record or whatever it is that controls existence, you know, whatever world we're in, whatever fictional reality we might be in, as they've tried to prove, you know, if you're not supposed to die, you can shift over to that other universe where you're wearing a brown belt. And now that one is the one that you're going in. How do you do that? How do you actually have the power to manipulate these timelines? Because that's pretty cool, right? That you can create a whole other universe, just simple like that. And if you have the ability to shift universes to come from one to the other when things have changed, if you can do that, then, you know, you can cheat death. But is it really cheating death? Does the universe have a purpose? Does the universe have a plan for everything? Well, if you are in contact with the future, or if you're a time traveler, if you listen to watch YouTube videos or people from the future or the past or whatever, you know, you can kind of see how your life is supposed to go, right? How things are supposed to happen, right? If you had that ability, if you had the foresight to see into the future. Now, I personally believe that anybody who's psychic or clairvoyant or see things, they're pulling from the ether, and the ether is it's the invisible plane of existence where all information lies. The Akashic Records is a good example of that. But I believe that it moves backwards through time. So you can pick up on things that are happening in the future right from yourself. You can pick up on that. You can see it. You can catch it. You can get a glimpse of it, right? So if you can get a glimpse of your future and then all of a sudden, bam, you do something huge that, you know, you're supposed to, you know, have this house somewhere when you're older, something, and something happens where you know you don't get that house. Well, all of a sudden, bam, you just change the entire future. And you change the future, that's fine. You know, the future hasn't happened yet. Who cares? Well, if in fact time travel is possible and time travel has happened or will happen or is going to happen, then that affects that. That affects their future, depending on your worth and presence in the timeline, in existence. So how do you make yourself a valuable asset in the annals of time? How do you give yourself the proper ability, right? How do you make sure that you are known throughout existence as somebody who should have existed? Well, first of all, you could do podcasts like this. You can create a lot of different, you know, stuff online. You can interact with as many different people as possible. The more friends you have, the more people that your life interacts with is the more people that their lives will interact with, and et cetera, and et cetera, et cetera. So the more you expand your presence in the universe, the more important you become, and thus the more important your decisions become, okay? Now, this Mandela effect thing, okay, who knows exactly why it has happened? But I know a lot of people who believe it sincerely that he said, Luke, I am your father. That Darth Vader said, Luke, I am your father. But if you watch the movie, he clearly says, no, I am your father. Okay? And everybody believes it's Luke. Even James Earl Jones said it was Luke. How did this happen? Well, that's what we're trying to explain tonight. That's what we're trying to look at. We're trying to figure out how does men, why are all these people sharing this false memory? Yeah, maybe people are idiots. People are idiots. They're morons. Okay? But there's something more going on. What is it? Well, there's, like we said earlier, many different explanations. The scientists have now proven, and before Stephen Hawking died and, you know, the Cosmos dude, they have pretty much concluded that we are in a fictional reality, a matrix type of world. So could the Mandela effect be a glitch in the matrix? Could it be, you know, sometime where you see the same cat pass, or maybe deja vu is a glitch in the matrix? But I guarantee you there are people who, when you show them that C-3PO's leg is silver throughout those whole movies and not gold, they'll be like, wait a minute, it was gold. It was gold all the time. It wasn't silver. There was no way it was silver. Well, something changed. Something changed in the universe or in history or in time or whatever that made the director change his choice, choose a different scene. Is it people interfering in the past? A lot of people mentioned John Titor, and somebody in the Bud's back room was talking earlier about Art Bell and Coast to Coast, and John Titor, the time traveler, called in, and he said he was from the future, and, you know, he said he came back to find an old computer to stop World War III. Well, World War III didn't happen. Everything he said didn't happen. Now, most people say, well, that proves that he's wrong. Well, I say that proves that he completed his mission. I say that that proves that he stopped it from happening, and we are in a different universe, okay? And another thing that he said was very clear was that when he returns, he's never going to return to the same universe he left. Things will always be different. And so my theory is that the instant you step backwards in time or out of time, you will never come back to the exact same universe. Now, what is the shortest increment of time travel? The shortest increment of time. So you can manipulate the time stream by traveling a microcosm of a second in time, thus creating a different universe, creating a different outcome, creating a different possibility. Is this why the Mandela effect has happened? Who knows? That's why we're talking about it. Okay? Mirror, mirror on the wall. Who's the fairest one of all, or of us all, or whatever? But no, that's not what she said. Magic mirror on the wall. That's what she said. Do you believe that's what she said? I don't either. But somewhere, somehow, that's exactly what has happened. And it's very interesting. I've been doing a lot of research online and looking through pages. And, you know, either you're right or you're wrong. Well, for me, I believe that you could both be right. Okay? There are some people who are existing in this reality who are totally oblivious to the events of the supernatural, the paranormal, the metaphysical, and they go on with their lives accepting and believing what is what. And then there are certain people who are, we would call them starseeds or the ascended, or people who are enlightened in some way, shape, or form, who might be more aware. And the veil has been lifted to the point where we notice the changes. Now, it might not be time travelers, okay? But ancient alien theory says that either aliens were here in the past, maybe they're time travelers from the future. Who knows? But they affected the past. What if they are aware of the future? What if they have information? What if they change things? What if the past has changed? What if the future is constant? Well, the future is always changing. Like every second, the future. I used to think, right, that I would have to make my life complete. Because for those of you who don't know, I've seen the future. I've seen my death. I've seen when I die, when I'm an old man. Okay? I've seen Jimmy Fallon with old gray hair still hosting The Tonight Show after all those years. Okay? I've seen all that. So I know that's going to happen. Okay? But what if something happens that changes something and Jimmy Fallon's not there, I don't have that house, or this and that, and then that future changes, right? And so I spend my entire life trying to get things back the way they were. Well, you know what? I don't care anymore. I don't give a crap because the future keeps changing. The future is not set in stone. The future is anything you make of it, so make it a good one, both of you, right? That's from Back to the Future 3. And then I move to Picard and Star Trek, you know, live for now, make now the most important time because now will never come again. No, it won't. And for those of you who don't know, we are the head of the needle, people. We are in the forefront of everything. Whatever we do dictates the future, which dictates the past, which dictates the now. Now, there are some time travelers online, like what was his name, Noah, the guy. Everybody thought he was really from the future, and he was talking about how Trump's going to get reelected and whatever, this and that. But then he met himself on Disclosed TV or whatever. He met himself, and the dude was 3 inches shorter, and I knew he was a fraud. But you see, if you look it up, right, there are a lot of people claiming to be from the future, claiming to travel through time, claiming to be visitors. And, you know, maybe in the future it is, you know, tourist destinations. It's guided tours, cruises along the time-space continuum to the past. But what if one of those people changes something? What if one of those people accidentally talks to somebody they shouldn't talk to? What if things don't happen the way they should? Well, it's not going to affect a lot of things. It's not going to affect the universe in exploding it or creating World War III, but it might create the fact that Curious George is different. It might create the fact that, you know, Curious George had a tail. Do you know Curious George had a tail? No, he doesn't have a tail. So there you go. I mean, alternate realities, alternate memories, alternate futures, alternate pasts, alternate presents, alternate existences. Who knows? Now, a lot of you might be wondering where my other co-hosts. Well, they are somewhere. I'm sure they'll be here. If not, that's fine. This is a test show. We haven't done this in a couple years. So we're just seeing how it works. We're on this new network. And we're probably going to move to Sunday nights. That's where we originally were. And we do shows about these things, about time travel, about Atlantis, about ancient aliens. And again, suspend your disbelief, okay? We're not saying that these people who believe that these things happened or didn't happen are right. We're just saying we're looking at this, okay? You don't have to believe me. Heavens, I just believe me because I know. I've been there. I've shifted dozens of times. I'm not in my same universe. I'm not in my original universe. There's no way. There's no possible way that I am where I started because so many things have changed, and they constantly keep on changing, and they're going to change, and there's going to be more Mandela effects. There's going to be more things like that, and, you know, maybe it is a glitch in the Matrix. Maybe it is a glitch in time or space or existence, okay? But that's why we're here, right? We're here to talk it through. We're here to figure it out. We've talked through a lot of topics where we've figured out the answers to existence's greatest questions. Why? How? Who? It's through discussion that we get there. And I'm glad to have you guys on board. All right, so Nelson Mandela was supposed to, most people think he died in the 80s, right? That's where this comes from. Nelson Mandela was supposed to have died in the 80s, but he didn't, apparently. A lot of people remember that he did, though. And, you know, how do you explain that? What do you explain this? Where do you get this from? Who are these people who believe that he did die in prison or he didn't die in prison? You know, Nelson Mandela died in December 5th, 2013. Okay, that is the specific date that Nelson Mandela died, according to this universe's record. But a lot of people thought he died in prison in the 80s, okay? My friend, Mark Derek-Turian, one of our hosts, he remembers seeing that Nelson Mandela died in prison. Why is he still here? Why is he around? Okay? I don't know. Why did he die just then? And no, it's Bud's back room. We seriously get that clear. what T-Rock was saying last night, he was a little drunk, I assume, on that podcast. So don't you worry there, Bud's back room. We got you covered, and we're very thankful that you're on board. So why do people remember that Nelson Mandela died in prison when, in fact, he died in 2013? How do you explain that? I don't know. I have no answer. Why is it life was like a box of chocolate? It wasn't. It's life is like a box of chocolate. Actually, in this reality, it's life was like a box of chocolate. But I swear his life is like a box of chocolate, right? I mean, life is like a box. I mean, his mother says it a couple times. She says life is a box of chocolate, Forrest. You never know what you're going to get. But one word. How is one word changed? How is one word different? Why is it like that? I mean, you know, it might not be maybe his accent, maybe, you know, his enunciation wasn't that great, or maybe, you know, it's not frankly Scarlet, I don't give a damn. It's frankly, I don't give a damn. He doesn't say Scarlet in Gone with the Wind. He doesn't, but he says, frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn. He doesn't say Scarlet. It's one of those things. But why do we remember things differently? Is somebody tampering with our memory? Is somebody tampering with our existence? Is somebody tampering with the world as we know it? Is somebody interfering with the world from the future? Or is I don't know. What is the answer? Why are so many people experiencing this Mandela effect? Well, I can tell you one thing right now. I know personally in my life that I'm expecting this giant shift to happen. Things are going to change. I don't know how they're going to change, but they're going to change, and it's a big one because something I did affected something that I knew was going to happen in my future, and it's not anymore, you know, and I have to wait for that shift to happen. So what can I do while I'm waiting for the universe to reset itself, for the Mandela to take its another effect, right? What can I do? Well, you can make now the most important time. Now is important. Now is possible. Now anything is possible. Now, the universe is full of energy, right? We're all energy beings. We're all light beings. We're all wandering through this tiny little speck in an insignificant portion of the universe in the corner of a galaxy that the aliens seem to visit sporadically, but they don't really care, or there are no aliens, or whatever you believe. But we're all energy, right? You can believe that. We're all atoms. We're all energy. We're all flowing around in this sea of existence, right? So a lot of us are sharing things. We're sharing experiences and memories of times that haven't been or weren't or aren't or isn't. And it boggles the mind when you try to realize that things could be changing around you and you might not even know about it. You might not even be aware about it. But then you have to remember, there are some people who are conscious, okay? There are some people who are well aware of what's going on. There are some people who are aware of the changes, and we can't dismiss them either. So whether you believe the Mandela effect is happening or whether you believe it's not happening, that is up to you. But like I said, here on The Greatest Talk Show, we look at it from a perspective that it is a thing. It's an actual thing happening, and we try to figure out exactly why it is happening. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to sort our thoughts out, figure out why things are shifting, and then bring them back and talk a little more. We might do a short show if none of my other co-hosts are going to call in. If nobody wants to call in, that's fine. Or you can talk about anything you want. It's pretty much open lines, I think. I think next week we should probably do aliens, but we're going to do it on Sundays now, I think. So not this Sunday because it would be two shows in a week. So we'll do it April Fool's Day. We'll do it Easter Sunday. That sounds good. Maybe we can do Easter. Maybe do something about, you know, the religion. That might be cool. I don't know. Stay tuned to figure out what we're going to do. But we'll do it Sunday nights because that's the original time it was on, and I think that's a good thing to do. That's a good time to do it, all right? So if you want to call 619-924-0815, we want to thank the World Generation Podcast Network for hosting our show. And we're going to take a break, and we will be right back after this. You want to be tough, better do what you can, so beat it. But you want to be bad, just beat it, beat it, beat it.
Monday nights on the World Generation Podcast Network. In association with Bud's Backroom, the greatest wrestling podcast, Monday Night Fallout returns with T-Rock Plutonium, Loverboy Langloy, Minister of Sinister, and special appearances by the Wolfpack, Hollywood KV, and more. Plus the rebirth of the IWC. Stay tuned on the World Generation Podcast Network. Monday nights will never be the same again.
He rode a blazing saddle. He wore a shining star. His job to offer battle to bad men near and far. He conquered fear and he conquered hate. He turned dark night into day. He made his blazing saddle a torch to light the way.
Welcome everyone back to the greatest talk show that will ever be. I'm Hollywood Tony P. Tonight we're talking about universal shifting, the Mandela effect, why things have changed, why things are the same. And I think we've come to a conclusion that the next show will be Easter Sunday, April 1st, and I think we will do a religious debate between somebody who's on the fence and doesn't really believe and somebody who understands and does believe. And then you guys can call in and figure out what religion is right. And we're not going to talk about Christianity. We'll talk about Anunnaki or the Babylonians or ancient cultures, you know, affected the Christ story or religion in general. And we'll talk about the myths and the legends. We'll talk about all that stuff. I think that's a good topic. It's good for Easter Sunday. And then we'll do aliens after that once we get back in the groove of things and once I get more people in and I get co-hosts and everything like that, okay? So we're talking about Mandela effect, universal shifting, time traveling, etc., okay? Now, people from the future are in the past. Why are they in the past, okay? If, in fact, the universe is shifting and changing, and that is what's causing the Mandela effect, that is why these things are different, you know, they're obviously not affecting things greatly or bigly or hugely, like Donald Trump would say, but maybe they are. Maybe we just don't know it yet. Those are the things we notice. Like the example I gave for Ghostbusters, because I've seen that movie a million times. So I knew what was different when I watched it. I knew how it was different and why it was different. And it's sad that it comes to, like, TV. It's sad that it comes to, you know, a book or Looney Tunes or something like that, because it's something that we've watched. We've seen the Looney Tunes logo, okay? Is it T-U-N-E-S, Looney Tunes, or is it Looney Tunes, T-O-O-N-S? That's up for debate. It's actually Looney Tunes. I believe the Tunes is in the sound, but I'm not quite sure. Let me click on it and see. In reality, Looney Tunes is... There's several people mentioned Looney Tunes. It is Looney Tunes. The alternate memory is T-O-O-N-S, so T-U-N-E-S is the fake reality. Maybe it is Tiny Toons had a problem and made it, you know, made us think it was different. Other things may have come to fruition that have kind of changed our minds. Maybe we're misremembering things. Remember how Bush misremembered things? Maybe the people from the future are trying to protect the past. Maybe the shifts, you know, bigger things could have happened and we should be happy that one thing happened or one thing didn't happen. But just remember, when you're going down the street and you have this urge and this inkling in your head to do something different or go something different and you stop, right? Or you're like, I'm going to follow this little birdie that told me to stop. And you realize if you hadn't stopped, you'd have been smashed by a vehicle and you'd have died. But you decided to stop. All of a sudden, you just created a couple different universes. A couple different things could have happened, might have happened, but you changed it because we have the power, right? We have the ability to create our own future. We are not locked in anything because we have free will. As human beings, we can dictate what we want to do. It may not even be the future invading in on the past. It may be that we are changing things. We are changing our possible futures, right? So if we're changing our possible futures, then, you know, our present is changing and things shift. If you were supposed to die and get hit by that car and you didn't, you're shifting to a different universe in the one where you didn't. And in that universe, maybe it is Looney Tunes, not Looney Tunes. That sounds funny. It sounds very Looney Tunes. But it's true. So maybe time travel has nothing to do with it. Maybe it's us. Maybe we're the ones creating the Mandela effect. Maybe we're the ones who – but why then? Who is giving us this information? What little birdies are telling us not to go left or right, stopping us from getting wrecked in a car? Do these people have knowledge of, you know, how the future is going to be? Are they giving you a guidepost, a signpost? Are they telling you, you know, this is the right thing? Or are we just all – humans, people, you know, existing and topsy-turvy world with no course. I don't believe that. Okay. We are light beings. We have the power in ourselves to control our own destiny, our own universe, our own future, which is why I'm under the now assumption that instead of trying to rectify any mistakes I made of futures that could have possibly happened, because I'm good at that. I'm good at seeing things that could – it's like the Monday morning quarterback. I can see the things that I should have done or could have done, and I can see how they would have went into the future, right? I can see how it would have happened, but it didn't, and it doesn't, so that universe doesn't exist. But I can see how it would have happened. And maybe it did happen like that until I shifted to here. You know, maybe Nelson Mandela was dead in prison, but then he wasn't. Maybe it was Luke, I am your father, and then it shifted and maybe it wasn't. Okay? Maybe the way these things did exist, maybe Fruit Loops was L-O-O-P-S, or Fruit Loops. Oh, F-R-O-O-T-S, L-O-O-P-S, not Fruit Loops like the fruit. Maybe that's how it was. Maybe these things are real, okay? Maybe things are changing. Maybe it's not time travelers. Could be. Do you believe that? Maybe you don't. 619-924-0815. Maybe you do. Maybe it's not that. Maybe it's us. Maybe we're shifting the universe. Maybe, you know, in the 1960s when that bear almost caused World War III, right? Just by stepping on enemy lines or something like that, right? What if the bear did cause World War III, right? But, you know, that's not good for the universe. So somebody decided to interfere. Somebody decided to change that so the bear didn't cause World War III and we're still here. Who's doing this? Is it aliens? Is it God? Is it future selves? Maybe it's people who just have knowledge of the future. We can't time travel, but maybe there's somebody, some beings, right, watching over Earth or taking care of us. Who knows what the aliens do if they are aliens? And there are only three possible outcomes to that, people. It's either there are aliens, there are not aliens, or we have not met aliens yet. That's it. You don't have any other options. There's only three. There's only three different possible universes in which that happens, okay? But whatever. What if somebody cares enough? Stop it. They're not time travelers. They just happen to tap into the Akashic records. They happen to hear what's coming from the future. Because time travel, I believe, is only possible in thought and mind and consciousness. You can't really take things back. So if consciousness is flowing backwards through time, people can pick up on that, catch that. Maybe people with a higher spiritual existence, a higher plane of existence, people who are greater beings than ourselves, who have evolved and gone to the next phase of life and existence, you know, and take DMT and tell me what you see. I'd love to hear it. But somebody is maybe taking care of us, and that's why the shifts are happening. Are you important to the future? How have you made your future important? Have you made yourself important to the future so that you are remembered and that you are remembered correctly? Because a lot of people remember things differently. Are they crazy? Some people say that they were abused as children, and these people with these false memories are just deranged in the head. They have – their brains are, you know – affected by past events, past thoughts, past lives, past history. I mean, I remember Berenstain Bears, okay? I remember it. It's not Berenstain Bears. Berenstain Bears. Not Berenstain. Was it Berenstain? No, Berenstain Bears, right? And I don't know. I'm lost. I don't remember which one is which anymore. They're all clouding together. Here's another one. Oscar Meyer versus Oscar Meyer, M-E-Y-E-R, M-A-Y-E-R. My baloney has a first name, it's O-S-C-A-R. My baloney has a second name, it's M-A-Y-E-R. Or is it M-E-Y-E-R? I remember it M-A-Y-E-R. But a lot of people remember it as M-E-Y-E-R. Why do they remember that? A lot of people remember Mr. Moneybags, the Monopoly guy, having a monocle. Do you remember him having a monocle? Because he didn't. Luke, I am your father. Do you remember it? Darth Vader saying, Luke, I am your father? James Earl Jones remembers it that way. But no, it's I am your father. All right, Sinbad. Did he do Shazam? No, he didn't. It was funny because I forget College Humor. Somebody, Funny or Die, did a spoof and they actually got Sinbad to come back and pretend to be Shazam for something silly along those lines. And we're glad they did it because it just goes to show that you can fool with the masses. Now, that's another thing. Could it be? Could it be this is all a controlled experiment? Not really an experiment, but the powers that be, the people who run this world, right? The people who are in control, not the aliens. I'm talking human beings. I'm talking people. I'm talking the Illuminati. I'm talking about the stonemasons. I'm talking about the Bilderbergs. I'm talking about the people in charge. What if they're changing these things, right? What if they're erasing certain things and changing them to cause this in us, to make us question our memories so that when things do happen, we question our memories. So that if we believe that it was Oscar Meyer or Oscar Mayer, if we believe it was Berenstain or Berenstain Bears, what else can they pull over our shoulders, our eyes? What else can they shroud you in? Okay? What if this is a calculated attempt at controlling the masses? Not time travel, not us controlling it, but somebody else nefariously fooling with the population of the world. Now, that may sound far-fetched, but it's not. Okay? You have to be unintelligent to believe that this world is not run by the richest, most powerful people in existence, right? They're rich, they're powerful, they know all the answers, they know all the secrets, okay? And it's foolish to believe that they didn't get together at one time to create some government, you know, not a conspiracy, but, you know, an organization like the Illuminati, like the NWO, the New World Order, or whatever it is, right? I think it's a perfect way to try to confuse the masses, right? You make a couple hundred million people, right? There are 4, 5, 6 billion people on Earth, a couple hundred million people, 200 million people believe something was different than it was, okay? They sow dissent in the world, and then other people are like, maybe it was like that. How do I remember it? Because you're asking yourself the same question. How do I remember it? Did he say it like that? Or did he not say it like that? Right now, you're questioning your own memory. What if that's what they wanted you to do? What if that's what they thought you should be doing, and what was that, maybe their plan? Who are they? We'll do a whole show about that. Government conspiracies, the Illuminati, the NWO, we'll do a show about that. Don't you worry. We'll do a show about all these things. We'll do a show about the ether. We'll do a show about dreams. We'll do a show about psychics. We'll do a show about aliens, phenomenon. We're just doing the Mandela effect because I'm very aware of shifts. I'm one of those people who knows what the hell is going on, and I don't like it. I'm not in the mood for it. And I don't really care for it. All right, we're going to take our last break, 619-924-0815. If you guys want to call in, go ahead. We're going to be ending the show a little early because I feel like it. And, you know, it's late. Maybe it's late where you are. How do you remember time? Do you remember it correctly? Are you misremembering? We don't know. Do you know? Well, that's a question we'll get to in a little bit. I'm Hollywood Tony P. This is the greatest talk show that will ever be. 619-924-0815. Who's controlling you? I am right now. Here we go. We'll be back right after this.
Monday nights on the World Generation Podcast Network. In association with Bud's Backroom, the greatest wrestling podcast. Monday Night Fallout returns with T-Rock Plutonium, Loverboy Langloy, Minister of Sinister, and special appearances by the Wolfpack, Hollywood KV, and more. Plus the rebirth of the IWC. Stay tuned on the World Generation Podcast Network. Monday nights will never be the same again.
Welcome, everyone, back to the greatest talk show that will ever be. I am Hollywood Tony P. We're back after a long hiatus. We thought we'd never return, but thanks to the World Generation Podcast Network, we're back and better than ever. I'd like to thank you guys for continuing listening. For those of you, for Yalissa in Bud's Backroom, you can go to, just type in Bud's Backroom. You'll find it. It's a great place to commune with everybody and everything about anything, mostly wrestling, though. But, the Mandela Effect. Basically, what is the Mandela Effect? It's the fact that some people remember certain things a different way. And thanks to, who was it? Was it Mumra? Mumra in the chat said that it's the same way as beam me up Scotty. Okay? He never said that. He never said beam me up Scotty. Maybe Scotty beam me up, but never beam me up Scotty. Right? But how do you remember it? See, that's the thing. There are a lot of people who remember things differently, who remember things happen differently, right? And tonight we've discussed why that could be possible. Is it people interfering from the future? Is time travel involved? Are people from the future going back to the past and affecting the present? Maybe. Could it be us, ourselves, in the choices we make and the free will, changing the universe around us? In that case, what is your effect on the universe? How many things will change if you change? Or could it be some nefarious government, or I don't even want to say government, a world government, the Illuminati, like a way to control us? If you start making people question how things are, question their own memories, it makes it easier to pull the wool over their eyes. I just watched 1984 again. And that's basically what Dumbledore did, the 12th Doctor, John Hurt. But that's what he did to him. Dumbledore basically made John Hurt, convinced him that there were five lights instead of four, right? He made him believe it. He made him believe that his memories were wrong, okay? And a lot of people do believe these things, that other people are wrong, or this is not right. Is it right? Is it wrong? Are you? Is it correct? Who knows? I mean, that's what we're trying to figure out. The other thing, is it a glitch in the matrix, right? Are we in some computer simulation and things are changing? It's a glitch in the matrix. Or the programmers are changing things to see how we are going to react. Despite all our rage, we are still just rats in a cage. Okay? All I know is it does make you question, how do you remember things? Okay? It does make you question how much weed have I smoked? How much alcohol have I drank in college? How many brain cells am I missing? Well, you're not missing anything, okay? It's plausible deniability, right? Project Bluebeam, we'll do a show on that, right? They're planning on projecting some kind of alien thing in the sky, right? If they can get enough people to believe these small sightings, they can make people believe what they want to believe and cover things up they want to believe in, right? NASA's starting to release images of spaceships and UFOs and close encounters, right? Okay, that's cool. They're giving you a tiny little bit. But we all know that there's more than that. If you believe in aliens and the existence of extraterrestrials, then there's more than that. They're just showing us a little bit because they're preparing us, right? They're making it so that we are susceptible to what else they do to us. What if the Mandela effect is that? They're changing our memories and our minds and changing the world around us if it is a program. What if it's both? What if there is the Illuminati are in control of this matrix type of world in that we live? And there are certain people who are aware of it, right? And what if also there are people from the future coming back to the past of this matrix that we're living in and changing some code, right? Who knows? What if there are people in this matrix world that have the ability, like you or me, or if you decide to go left or right and you stop yourself from dying? I know there's a lot of people who this has happened, where you know that you were saved. You think it's alien or angels, or you think it's God saving you. Could that be it? That the creator being is guiding us through our existence? Could that be the answer? And he's saving you? Who knows? But I'm guaranteeing you there's some of you out there that something happened in your life where you know that you are lucky to be alive, right? Well, there's another universe where you are not alive. And there are people in that universe who believe it was Fruit Loops, F-R-O-O-T, Loops, L-O-O-P-S, and not F-R-U-I-T-L-O-O-P-S. It's actually Fruit. I don't even know. I don't know which one's real anymore. Do you know what's real? Do you know what's not real? Well, I'll tell you one thing that's real. The Greatest Talk Show's back, baby. And we're going to be back on Sundays, coming Easter Sunday, April Fool's Day, right? What a great day to have Easter and April Fool's Day. And on that show, we're going to have a debate about all the religions of the world, right? How have the ancient texts affected the future? How have other civilizations, past civilizations, affected the present? How have they interacted? And why are things written how they are? The Council of Nicene, we'll talk about, you know, all the other religions. We'll talk about the religions in India and the Hindu religions, where there are obviously spaceships in all their paintings and stuff. We'll talk about the Egyptian religions. We'll talk about all that stuff, and we'll have a debate. April 1st is when we're coming back. 10 p.m. on Sunday nights, we're going to go back to Sunday. And after that, we'll do aliens, and we'll do the Illuminati, and we'll do every other topic that you want to talk about, right? And since my other co-hosts are not available tonight, it's okay. I forgive them, because they're making their own realities. And whether it's us creating these shifts in the universes or changing things, like Sam Beckett, maybe he's changing things for the better, time travel, or it's some government conspiracy, or the Illuminati, or it's a Matrix type of glitch. The thing we could take away from tonight is that there are some people who remember things totally different than you. And you know what? Maybe they're exactly right. And maybe you are too. Maybe we can all live in this symbiotic world of some people know one universe, and some people know something different. Some people are aware and awake, and some people aren't. Are you awake? Well, show's about to be over. You should probably go to sleep. Well, it's late on the East Coast, West Coast, whatever coast you're in. And you know what? It's late for me too. So I just want to thank everybody out there for tuning in. I want to thank everybody at Bud's Back Room. Just go type it in your Google search bar. It's the first thing that comes up. B-U-D-S Back Room. It's on a Discuss site, and they're great people. I like to thank Alyssa for, you know, sharing our post, and everybody in there for listening, if you are listening, you know, and thank you. And there's going to be a show, I think it's tomorrow. I think there's a wrestling show. Minister of Sinister is doing a wrestling show. So you should just stay tuned. Just like the World Generation podcast page on Blog Talk. Favorite it, you know, because that's going to be the place where you're going to get all this stuff. And hopefully later on, everybody starts calling in because we want participation because it's really awesome. So for me, all of us, I'm really happy to be back. I'm glad that I'm back. I feel comfortable doing this frequently. It was great the last time. I actually had an interview with Dee Wallace, the mother from E.T. and the girl from The Frighteners. I mean, you know, I've met some really amazing people from UFO studies, scientists, things like that through the shows. And we're going to hope to bring those to you on future podcasts. So thank you guys for joining us. What do you remember? What do you believe? How has your universe shifted? And just remember, the next time you decide to take a left or a right, think about how many other universes you're creating. Think about what could happen. Think about how your future could have been. And then forget it, because you'll never get there again. Instead, live life for now. Make now the most important time, because now will never come again. All right, guys. I'm Hollywood Tony P for the World Generation Podcast Network, Minister of Sinister, Jersey James out there, Mark the Arcturian, wherever you are, the Paranormal, Bud's Back Room, Diva316, and anyone else who can't remember their damn name because they smoke way too much friggin' weed. From Oblivion, we are out of here. We'll see you guys next time on the greatest talk show that will ever be. April Fool!
Presentation of the World Generation Podcast Network.